Planning to fail can actually help you save your startup. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Now, obviously, this week gave us a spectacular tech failure with the shadow app that basically ruined the Iowa presidential caucus. But tech failures aren't always considered a bad thing in Silicon Valley. There's a mantra here, fail fast, that suggests you should try things quickly as an entrepreneur and then move on to the next thing with lots of great lessons in hand. But even though most startups do fail and it can be celebrated and not punished, most companies don't plan for failure. Like, think about what happens to their customers or their data or their intellectual property. In fact, many companies in the tech industry actively deny that they will ever cease to exist. And that might be bad for business. Ariel Pardes is a senior writer with Wired magazine who's written about this recently.
There is certainly a world in which startups have a sort of, think of it like a prenup for your company, right? And so you sort of plan for that possible outcome. And there are plenty of examples of companies, Picture Life is one that springs to mind, that have offered cloud storage for people's photos. And what happens when those companies run out of money and can't pay for server space? Everyone's photos disappear. And that's a really unpleasant experience to have as a customer. So whether the way you plan for that is having a little bit of extra cash to make sure you have the runway to, you know, give your customers fair warning and notice, thinking about it is the most important part. And then what actually plays out is probably a little bit of a case-by-case basis.
Once companies do mature, is there any evidence that that becomes a part of their planning or they get better at thinking about, you know, their own ends?
I think in a sense, thinking about your own end is also thinking about your next pivot. So companies that are big are sort of only big because they've managed to do something that serves a need right now. But even the biggest companies, you know, eventually that need is not useful. Think about Kodak, for example. So thinking about your own end might be less about planning your own funeral and more about predicting where you go next.
Right, totally. Could venture capitalists be saying to potential startup CEOs, you know, what's your worst case scenario here?
My sense is that as a result of the chaos at companies like WeWork and with firms like SoftBank, investors are starting to think a little bit more about these end scenarios, how it will affect, you know, startup business models or the way investors choose to invest, I think really remains to be seen. But what's definitely clear is that every startup will die, even the big ones, eventually. So planning for that is, you know, prudent, not just for the companies, but for the investors as well.
And then can you give us another example? We talked about the photo sharing, but, you know, there are obviously much bigger companies even since then, like WeWork, that have imploded. Can you give us an example of how, you know, a company failing can have a big ripple effect on society?
Well, I think on the consumer side, there's a very emotional impact to services or products being discontinued. One of the examples I bring up in my piece is this wave of sort of home robots that all went out of business last year. And there are some great, really heart-wrenching stories of consumers who are stuck with these hunks of plastic in their homes that they have an emotional connection to, but no longer are supported by the companies. But then I think in a sort of broader sense, you know, you can think about scooter startups. There are lots of scooter startups that have crashed and burned within the last year. And who's left picking up all of those scooters that are littered across major cities? Well, that's the public. What happens when a major company like WeWork implodes? I mean, it's not just the company that's affected. It's everyone who partners with it. It's business developers. It's real estate developers. It's, you know, janitorial and custodial staff. It's, you know, much broader than just, you know, a set of investors and founders who are sort of flying away on their golden parachutes.
Ariel Pardes is a senior writer with Wired magazine. And now for some related links. On the topic of companies that may be headed for failure, We've been following news about this company, Clearview AI. It's a facial recognition company that put together a huge database of photos that it scraped from Facebook and Twitter and Google. And it's been selling access to that database to police departments around the country. The company's founder went on CBS this week to argue that he thinks Clearview AI has a First Amendment right to grab public photos and compared what it does to Google. But according to CBS, Google and subsidiary YouTube have both sent cease and desist letters to Clearview AI, which Twitter has also done. But this raises the quite provocative question. Let's say that Clearview AI is forced out of business as a result of all the scrutiny, or sells to another company, or has to pivot. The fact is, it's sitting on a database of something like 3 billion photos. So what happens to that? Worst case scenario planning, I admit, can get a little dark sometimes. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.